Well, Berkey, normally at this time of year, we're actually up there in the top end of the Northern Territory for the Darwin Cup. It's going to be 5.15 this afternoon. In fact, 5.55 make it this afternoon. The Darwin Cup explodes. It's a tremendous day, 20,000 plus. They'd be getting ready with their eskies now. And Michael Hickmont joins us. He's won three Darwin Cups, including emotional scenes last year when he was victorious again. And he's got three runners this afternoon. G'day, Michael.
Morning, boys.
Hey, it's a terrific day, mate. Exciting for you.
Very exciting. It's my favourite racing day of the year. And very much looking forward to it again today.
Now, just take us through what you've got, mate. You've got three running today, yes?
Well, we've got three runners in the cup today. And each of them's probably a little bit different, you know. They each bring an individual quality and strength to the bow, but probably the headline act of them is Unbreakable. Who I'm surprised isn't favourite, to be honest. He's certainly the classiest of my three. He was a very impressive winner up here first up and then ran slightly below par second up, which is quite customary if you look at his form. He's got the history of running below par second up and then peaking again third and fourth up. So he's certainly probably on quality, the pick of the three. And outside of that, a leader's your true handicapper, who may not have the quality and class, but he's going to sneak into the race as a young horse on the way up to 54 kilograms with William Pike on board. I should have mentioned that Blake Shin, your championship rider, is actually riding Unbreakable. And the third horse, who's the real wild card, is a horse that came from Mount Macedon at that Lloyd Williams operation where my brother's the head trainer. He's a really high quality horse. He had two runs earlier in the year in Adelaide and was quite below par. We found that he had a little minor issue. And, last time he was second up over 2,000 metres, he was actually second in the listed race at Caulfield behind a sign. And he beat, you know, subsequent group winners and horses like that. So he's a real wild card. Running him in the cup today's first up is something that a lot of people would view as quite left of centre. However, you know, he's a European horse and horses like that are quite accustomed to doing that.
I feel sorry for the European horse being up there in the top end, Michael.
Oh mate.
What about the owners?
I wouldn't be feeling too sorry for him. I'm standing here in a pair of shorts and a T-shirt just ready to take them all down to the beach, to be honest.
Oh, beautiful.
I feel sorry for you guys stuck in Sydney and some of the other listeners freezing their butts off, to be honest.
Michael, you're right. I can't argue with that. Don't worry. We'd love to be there. Hey, just if I can, mate, did you see a loft win for your brother's stable on the weekend? And, of course, that's a corresponding race to what Almandon did last year, and Almandon went on to win the Melbourne Cup. Do you think a loft could maybe make that massive jump?
Oh, look, to be honest, I'm very hopeful for all Roberts and Mr. Williams' horses.
Right.
I really don't speak too much to Rob about them. You know, it's a private training organisation there, and what Rob does, he reports to Mr. Williams, and that's where it kind of stays. But you know what? There's not a happier person in the world when they win a Melbourne Cup. So if he could do that, I guarantee I'll be the first one to be congratulating them.
Mate, Unbreakable. It's $8, you know, Michael.
I think he should be favourite, to be honest.
Yeah, that's big odds. And how did you get Blake Shin on board? All the way from America to Darwin, mate.
Blake Shin's got a relationship with John O'Neill, who's the managing trainer of this horse.
Oh, my God.
The horse race is obviously in Boban colours and things like that. So same, relatively similar ownership group as Boban. And although Blake didn't ride him, they've got a relationship from where they ride some of these guys' international horses. So, John was quite adamant that he wanted one of Australia's best riders to win the race. This is a race that they desperately wanted to win, and they selected me to train their horse for the cup. And so we got Blake for him, and I was quite adamant that I wanted William Pike to ride the other horse in at 54 kilos. I'd struggle to see too many more people, riding better than him at 54 kilos. So,
Michael, we understand this is your big day. We know it's a very, very long day. We've sort of been there and done that before. It's quite an arduous task, Darwin Cup Day. It's a terrific time. We tell everybody to put it on the bucket list, get up there and enjoy a Darwin Cup Carnival. We thank you for your time, and let's hope you win your fourth Darwin Cup this afternoon.
Thanks a minute, guys, and I concur with your statements. If you haven't been to the Darwin Cup, make sure you get here. Keith Stacey and his whole team at the Darwin Turf Club make everyone feel welcome, whether you be a trainer, an owner, a visitor or just a spectator, you know, get on a plane next year, get some tickets, get up here, get on the Turf Club website. And I guarantee you, the only big problem you're going to have with whether it's your wife, your family, your kids, is you're going to get in trouble because next year you'll book it without even asking.
That's a very good point. You know the trip very well, Michael. Good on you, mate. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Michael Hickmont there joining us online from the Fenny Bay Racetrack in Darwin, where the Darwin Cup will be on this afternoon.